Zondervan presents Viva Vermont, Book 4 in the Carter House Girls series by Melody Carlson, read by Tavia Gilbert. Chapter 1. DJ still felt like Cinderella the next morning. Cinderella after the magic was gone, that is. Not that she wasn't still pumped about last night. Who would have thought that she, of all people, would be crowned homecoming queen? But now it was Saturday morning, and her grandmother was droning on and on about today's big fashion show, like she thought they were walking a runway in Paris instead of Crescent Cove, Connecticut. "And I expect my girls to behave themselves as ladies," grandmother said as the six girls poked at their breakfast of granola, fresh fruit, and plain yogurt. For no explainable reason, DJ was craving bacon, eggs, and pancakes slathered in butter and syrup. Like that was going to happen. "You will be representing Carter House, and me," continued grandmother. "And this fashion show is your debut in the community. I expect all of you to put your very best foot forward." "That would be my right foot." DJ held up her cane and frowned down at her large walking cast. "Do I still have to do this, grandmother? My leg is really aching today." "That's because you were such a show-off last night." Eliza's tone was teasing, but DJ sensed a hard glint in her pretty blue eyes. "You're just jealous," said Taylor as she refilled her coffee cup.
"I most certainly am not," said Eliza, her chin held high. "I couldn't be happier for DJ. I thought it was just the sweetest thing ever, seeing her limping forward with her cute little cane to receive the crown. Even my parents were glad for her." Casey made a snorting.